Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship at Plymouth. We're glad you came today. We have some guest speakers today that are going to be, I'll let Pastor David maybe introduce a little later.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit later, but coming here to talk about a trip to Thailand, human trafficking. So
some of our music today is also music about liberation, justice, freedom.
So we're going to begin with opening music, hymn 572. And we will only do verses 1, 3, and 4.
Yes.
1, 3, 4.
Before we go to the next opening song, we don't have a liturgist today. Would anyone like to do a last-minute volunteer to be our
George?
Thank you, George. All right.
Okay.
That done?
The next one we're going to do is in the bulletin, if you look at page 8, and it's Blessed Are They.
Oh,
Please rise if you are able and join me in the call to worship. The message of the cross sounds foolish to the world.
But to us it is the power of God.
We proclaim the scandal of Christ crucified.
We proclaim the scandal of God's sacrificial love.
The foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Welcome to worship.
Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David. Good to have everyone here. Good to have our guests here this morning. We like to enter our worship time with a time of confession, not to make us feel bad, but because confession ends with pardon, to remind us that we are always forgiven, always loved by God, and we can continue in worship without having to worry about it. Whether or not we are one of God's people, we are always brought back into the fold, and so let us continue. Despite all that God has taught us, we still act foolishly. We are still weak. In the cross of Jesus, we find forgiveness and grace, and so let us confess our sins, trusting in God's wisdom and strength rather than our own, and trusting in God's merciful love shown to us on the cross. Let us pray together. Merciful God, how fickle we are. We sin against you without even knowing it. Clear us, we pray, of any unknown sin, and save us from willfully ignoring your way. Let your commandments rule and guide us. Forgive us for worshiping anyone or anything except you. Keep us faithful. Forgive us for failing to honor all our relationships with those closest to us and those who are distant neighbors. Help us to speak words of blessing and kindness, rather than words that belittle or destroy. Turn us away from violence, falsehood, and selfishness. Forgive us for thinking everything depends on our efforts and power. For you are the God who made us, led us out of slavery, and has brought us into the community of faith. Help us to depend on you alone and to rest in your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and coming again, we are set free to live in faithfulness with God and with one another. And thanks be to God, you are forgiven. And may the peace of Christ be with you. Take a moment and share the peace of Christ with those around you.
I praise you, O God, with all of my heart. All the David, and greetings. Greetings to you all in the liberating and transformative love of Jesus Christ. Good to be reunited as Plymouth United Church of Christ here this morning. Welcome to you all. I'm Pastor David, as said before, and I like to say that I think I mentioned this in the newsletter. I've been saying to people when they ask what I do, and I try to say, I am the pastor of a congregation who believes that when Jesus said to feed the hungry, he meant it. And we feed the hungry, we take care of the poor here, and that's what we do. And today we have a kind of tying into that theme, we do have some special guests here, Madison and Gretchen, that are going to talk about their experience in Thailand, and I'll give them a little better introduction before they come up later on. But thank you for being here this morning and sharing your experience with us. And we are reading today the Ten Commandments as well. That just happens to be the scripture for today, but I thought that kind of fits in, because one can also think of the Ten Commandments not so much as what we're maybe supposed to do, but it's a way of protecting our neighbors from us. Maybe that's a good way to think of it. It's a way to protect our neighbors from us. It's about the relationships, and they're going to be talking about human trafficking, and that I think fits in with those Ten Commandments, how we are to treat other people. And I do invite you all to continue. We have the Lent Wednesdays. We're serving lunch at 12, supper at 6 o'clock. Please feel free to come and enjoy a meal. We like to feed the hungry. Let us feed you. Come and have a wonderful meal of soup. Soup and bread and some good snacks and whatnot. So it's been a good experience so far. And I think that is all I have in the life of the church. Our film festival continues. Please feel free to rent a DVD if you like. Is anything else that we're missing, Deb?
Just a reminder that either through email or through mail or on the table outside of the doors, you'll see copies of the restructured constitution that we'll be voting on March.
I think the 29th. And I think we cut like 4 pages out of it, so it's a little leaner and slicker now. Very good. Well, if nothing else, then let us continue on with our worship. And as we go into our centering song, I ask that you think about maybe what the Ten Commandments, if you remember what they are, what they might mean to you and how you live your life and what they mean in our journey as followers of Jesus Christ. So Lynn, if you could.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
Our Old Testament lesson this morning comes from Exodus chapter 20. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Thank you, George. Our gospel lesson is from the Gospel of John, and this is the story of Jesus overthrowing the money changers, which in the other three gospels happens during Holy Week. Jesus comes into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and then overthrows the tables. But in John's gospel, this happens right away. Chapter 2, Jesus does this, and then he does it again during Holy Week. So hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through these words of John's gospel. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Well, as I mentioned, we have guest speakers this morning. Madison Loveline and Gretchen Bai are here this morning. I don't have much of an intro for you, Gretchen, but I will let you maybe do that later. But I've known Madison for a long time. You may recognize them. She may have served you coffee. She works at the Living Room Coffee House that her family owns here on Cameron, and also down at the hospital, at Luther Hospital, which to me is still Luther Hospital. She's 19 years old. You went to Africa. Was that last year? 13. Okay. About a year and a half ago, went to Africa on a mission trip, and just this year in January, went to Thailand on a trip, and it's the Thailand trip that I was interested in having her talking about. And she has a very big heart for serving Christ, even when the topics are uncomfortable, and stands for justice and love, and most importantly, for serving God. And she was born and raised here in Eau Claire and is currently attending Liberty University online for a degree in Christian counseling. As mentioned, the whole family are here, and you own the Living Room Coffee House. Wonderful, wonderful coffee. And they are now, just to do a little advert, they are now roasting their own coffee. So Even better. So anyway, Madison and Gretchen, I invite you two to come up and thank you for sharing your words of your experience in Thailand. And I'm going to go sit somewhere else.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be here. I'd just like to start out by praying, so if you would join me. Lord, thank you so much for allowing my friend Gretchen and I to be here today to talk about topics that are pretty uncomfortable. Lord, I just ask that you open our hearts, and I just ask that you just remove the blinders and allow our hearts to be changed, just like the song we just sang about, Lord. Change our hearts, oh God. You know, Lord, these are very uncomfortable topics, but we need to shine a light on them. So thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be here to raise awareness and let people know that we do need to change our ways, Lord, and that we can't do anything without recognizing our sins, Lord, and be willing to change that. So thank you, Lord. Amen. So I did go to Thailand with Gretchen, and we went to be with human trafficking victims, and that is a very touchy subject. And while we were there, we came across Americans, Germans, and Russians. Americans were one of the top three countries that is fueling this cause. And, you know, that really made me so ashamed and disappointed. And I just really felt like I need to let people know that we do need to change our hearts, that we can't stand for this. And a friend of mine found this in a book, and he said, "We need to turn from our wicked ways. If that means to repent, to change your mind completely about sin, America must face the magnitude of our moral and spiritual descent. We must face the enormity of the degrading of our culture. We must face our downward spiral into the ever deeper levels of defiance and immorality. How can we stand here, Americans, and go over there and continue to feed sex trafficking of women and children? That's just not right to me, and it's not right to God." He continues saying, "We are the ones being called to repent for our apathy and our complacency. We must repent for all of our compromises with the darkness. God is calling us to repent of our own sins, sins of omission. 1 Corinthians 6:9 states, 'Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed and you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.'" This is not my opinion. This is God's word. This is in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians. And I can't sit here and look into the faces of the children that I saw and not want my heart to be changed and want others' hearts to be changed as well. One of the experiences that my team went on, and it was one of the first nights that we were there, we saw Walking Street, which is part of the red light district. If you don't know what that is, it's a heavily trafficked area in one city where a lot of sexual exploitation takes place. And Walking Street is a red light district. There are bars and strip clubs and brothels. And it's 1/4 mile long, and my teammates estimated that in this length, 1/4 mile, there was 100 bars, brothels, and strip clubs. And in each one of those, they estimate that there are about 10 to 15 women trapped by pimps and other traffickers. So that is about 1,500 women and children that we know about. And that breaks my heart. We were walking down the street, and I saw women in very tight and revealing clothing children, we came across a little girl. It breaks my heart to see a 6-year-old girl. Do any of you have grandchildren who are 6 years old? Any of you, raise your hand if any of you have a 6-year-old grandchild. I saw a 6-year-old girl wearing very revealing clothing, wearing more makeup than any normal woman would wear, 6 years old. She was standing next to a pimp, at least this close to her, a very tough and intimidating man, making sure she was doing her job, which was to hula hoop every single night, from 7 until all hours in the morning. And across the street was another man there, watching her to make sure she wouldn't run away, make sure no one would steal her. Can you imagine that? Any of your children, or even yourself, I know it's hard to imagine being 6 years old and having no one to turn to. That broke my heart. And anyway, we continued down the road and we saw more women and children, and we came across Americans. Like I said, Americans are the top 3 countries that go and fuel this. They were taking pictures and selfies in front of strippers and taking pictures with the children. It made me so ashamed that my country was doing this. So we continued down and we came across a police station. And the people there, the police officers, were on their phones doing nothing. They were turning a blind eye to the whole thing, to the 6-year-old girl that was trapped, to the women who had pimps and were forcing them to sell their bodies. They were turning a blind eye to it because they were so corrupt and they were taking part of it, and that is just so wrong. We need to turn from our wicked ways. I'm going to pass to Gretchen now. Thank you for listening to my part.
As Madison said, we experienced quite a bit of uncomfortableness. And for myself, that's something I anticipated for quite a while to get to. Thailand's been something I've been passionate about for quite a while. When I was 14 years old, the Lord spoke into my life and said, Gretchen, you're going to Thailand. And so I waited for 7 years in prayer and just in waiting and anticipation for that time to come. And so I was thrilled when I got the opportunity to go with this team. I didn't know what it was going to look like, but I knew it was going to be hard. And as Madison said as well, experiences like that were heartbreaking. You didn't know how to deal with all the emotions that went on. And I can honestly say, if it weren't for God and his faithfulness, we wouldn't have made it through. We wouldn't have been able to deal with all of the oppression that we saw and experienced. We would not have been able to deal with the lifelessness we saw in those women's eyes. To look at somebody and acknowledge that they're a human being, but not be able to see life in their eyes when you look at them, it is heartbreaking, completely. But one thing that we did get to do while we were there was invest in a group of children. And we went on behalf of an organization called Thrive Rescue Homes. And they've dedicated their time, their money, their lives to take children out of these situations and to offer them hope and life and salvation through Jesus Christ. And so we had these group of 11 children from the ages of 5 to 16. And we got to simply play with them. We got to experience what life was like for them each day in this new changed home. And in them, we saw so much transformation. We saw hope, we saw life, and we saw Jesus Christ just living inside of them. And to look at someone who's gone through so much abuse, those instances that Madison talked about, each one of those children had gone through those experiences before. But to see them running around like an average child, just loving outside, loving to play music and to play with these brothers and sisters, that brought hope to us. And as we experienced this, I can only think of a passage that comes from John 10. And it talks about Jesus as our shepherd. In verse 7 it says, "Therefore Jesus said again, 'Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are the thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it in the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.'" So for me personally, this trip was God being faithful. That's what I saw. I saw God being faithful. And while we were there, and as I saw the transformation, that too was another sign that God has been planning this for quite a long time. And each one of these children was a sheep. Each one of us are a sheep. So we got to experience what it means for Jesus to be our shepherd while we were there. Later on, in Revelations, it talks about how one day, when Jesus is ready to come back for us, seven seals will have to be broken. And the only way that these seven seals for us to be broken and for Christ to come back for us and for us to be in his presence is the blood of a worthy and pure lamb. And that's Jesus. And so to me, I see Jesus being not only our faithful shepherd, the one who watches out for us, the one who walks through us, through life with us every single day. But he knows how to relate to us too, because he has been that sheep. He's been the pure sheep who's been slain for our sins, the things that we do wrong. Us Americans who had this presence in Thailand and causing these sins and causing these bad habits, lifestyles, and trends. But he's been slain. His blood has been shed for us. And in that we can have hope and we can have salvation, because he cares for us and he loves us, and we can put our trust in that. And so that's what brought us hope on this trip. We got to see these children have a chance at new life. Hopefully they'll move on to get education. That's what these missionaries that we were partnering with intend for these kids, just so that they can have changed lives. And we saw a way for other women in the community to have a chance out of these experiences as well. And so one last verse I'd like to leave you with. It comes from Romans chapter 12. And it says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." As Madison said, it's so easy for us to fall into the patterns of this world and to be complacent with that. But we do come back from this amazing experience with the charge that things need to change. There needs to be a change in our hearts, and there needs to be a change in our actions as well, because there are people who they have to deal with our consequences. The things that we do affect them. And so I'd ask you to consider really praying about what that means for you. If that means an attitude change, if that means some kind of action, taking action, that means even having a conversation with somebody about this issue. I ask you to consider that. And there are lots of ways that you can be involved in the changing of these patterns. And we'd love to talk with you afterwards too if you have any questions. If you'd like to hear more about our experiences, definitely ask us. We have lots of ways to get plugged in. But I'd also just like to thank you for listening to what we have to say. And I thank you for your support for this trip. So if you will, I'd like to close in prayer. Father God, we humbly approach your throne and acknowledge that you are the power and the strength that we have and rely on every single day. You and your son, Lord, were the only thing that fueled our time in Thailand. God, we offer you the brokenness that we saw and experienced. We offer you our broken hearts, Lord, from all of the pain and oppression that we witnessed as well. And we say, God, take control of this. We trust you to make the appropriate changes, God, to bring your holiness into America and into Thailand. Father, I thank you for your son. I thank you for the amazing sacrifice that you gave, that you would send your only son to die for our sins, even though he was pure and righteous. I thank you, Lord, for the miracle of his resurrection that offers hope, that offers salvation, and that brings us the joy that we have today. Lord God, I pray that each one of us in this room will be willing to take the step today to trust you with our lives, to trust you with our hearts, and to acknowledge these painful and uncomfortable experiences that Madison and I testify about today. Lord God, we praise you for this day. We praise you for all that you are, and we praise you for the work that you're doing, not only here, but throughout so many places in the world, Lord. We love you, and we thank you, and I ask all of these things in your holy name. Amen. Thank you.
Christ for
raged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned our future, our dreams. Lord, end our madness, careless as greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts and tears fall. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Lighten our darkness, free on this flame, until your justice burns brightly again. Until the nations learn.
Again, Madison and Gretchen, and there is also hope that people like you are willing to go there and learn and come back and share your story and let people know as well. So there are Americans that are doing bad things, but many doing good things as well. So thank you for that. We're at the time of offering. During the offering, we're going to play a song also that Madison asked that we play, and I can't remember the guy's name. Chris Tomlin. Is the one that wrote this, and he wrote it about one of the cities that you were in Thailand. It's called God of this city. So we'll play that during the offering. It's time now to take our offering to give back some of what we have received so that the mission and ministry of this church may continue. Our offering will now be received.
You're the God of this city, you're the King of these people, you're the Lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless, you are. There is no one like our God. Is no one like our God. The greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city, you're the King of this people, you're the Lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless, you are. There is no one like I.
There is no one.
no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. For greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done. We believe.
Desiring for ourselves something they possess. Accept these offerings, we pray, and teach us to be generous, giving fully of ourselves that we may truly be the body of Christ in this world. Amen. Amen. And please be seated. And now to pray for one another and for the world. I'm going to pray concern-wise, just prayers for Matthew. Won't say any more on that. Just keep Matthew in your prayers. We'll definitely pray for all those who are affected by human trafficking as well. And we do have probably many joys, but at least one joy. It's Joyce's birthday today, so happy birthday. Unless that's embarrassing, then I take that back. I don't want anyone to know. But any other joys or concerns that you'd like to pray for this morning? Kathy.
Autumn again, she's going to
Rochester. Oh, all right. Autumn going in for some more surgery then?
No, or just... I don't think it's going to be surgery, just about the same thing that happened.
Ah, okay. Going back to Mayo. Okay, to George.
One of my students who's battling severe depression.
Do you have a name or just one of your students?
Can't.
Okay, no, that's fine. One of George's students with depression. It's good to have Mary back from your vacation as well. Right. Nothing else, then let us be together in prayer. Holy and good God, creator of all, maker of all, and giver of life, we give you thanks for all that you are for us. We give you thanks for the love that you show us, for the life you have breathed into us. And on this day, as we feel the warmer weather, we are reminded that spring always comes, that with you there is always new life, rebirth in the cycles of the season.
especially as we are in Lent and looking forward to Easter, the day of your resurrection. We ask that you help us to be people of resurrection, people of love, to respect all your people, including respecting ourselves, for you have made all of us. All people of the world are made in your image and are your face. So send your Holy Spirit upon us to remind us of who we are and whose we are. We pray especially for all of those who are affected by human trafficking in Thailand, and in the U.S., and in just about every country of this world, those who suffer from being forced into slavery. We pray that they all be liberated, and that their oppressors see the light and change their ways, and that all who would abuse them or take advantage of them learn new ways of living, new ways of seeing you and their neighbors, that this evil may be ended. And we pray also for all who suffer from war, from lack of food, from lack of health care, lack of love. We pray especially for those that we know and care for. Pray for George's student who suffers from depression. Pray for Matthew. We pray for Autumn, who is going back to Mayo this week. We pray for all who are healing and recuperating. We come to you also in joy, Holy God, for though the world has much that is not in accordance with your will, there is much that is joyful and good as well. Give you thanks for Joyce's presence among us and for her birthday this day. And thank you especially for Madison and Gretchen and their testimony this morning, for their willingness to go into the uncomfortable places to find you, to see where you are at work and to bring that story back to us and to share it with the world around them. We offer you now our silent prayers to speak to you, the prayers we cannot find the words to say or are afraid to say out loud. Hear us in our silence. Offer all these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us about your love and to love one another, to feed one another, to care for one another, and who taught us that we may also come to you directly in prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
addiction, I do invite you, if you'd like to stay. Gretchen and Madison are going to do Q&A in the fellowship room. Grab some coffee, grab some more food, some snacks. If you want a microwave soup, there's even some in the refrigerator left over from Wednesday. But stay for a Q&A session if you would like. And now let us please share in the benediction. In the Lenten week ahead, study God's commandments. Practice the way of life they teach.
Live them as a blessing to yourself and those around you.
And see how God's laws revive your soul. And may God shine upon you, Christ fill you with true wisdom and strength, and the Holy Spirit guide you into all faithfulness now and forever. Amen.
Transfigure me so that I might be more like Jesus, more like Jesus. Transfigure us so that we might be more like Jesus, Jesus our light.
And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.